If you're anything like me, you've been avidly watching the new version of that iconic German war series, Das Boot. The new version is filmed as a sequel to Wolfgang Petersen's classic 1981 series. It's available on the Sky platform and has already been a huge critical success. The programme got us thinking about U-boats in Irish waters. And as Hugh Oram found, they were a common sight off our coasts during both World Wars.
U-boats, the submarines used by the German Navy in the First and Second World Wars, revolutionised maritime warfare during those wars. About a dozen were sunk off the Irish coast during the First World War, and over 20 suffered a similar fate during the Second World War. And that was before 120 surrendered U-boats were sunk off the northwest coast of Ireland in the immediate aftermath of that war. During the First World War, U-boats were built in quantities at North German shipyards in places like Bremen and Hamburg, and they soon started wreaking havoc, especially on the North Atlantic shipping lanes. Ireland can claim one dubious record. The first recorded sinking of a U-boat off the coast of Ireland was on March the 22nd, 1916, shortly before the start of the Easter Rising. After that, further U-boats were sunk off the Irish coast. U-boat number 33, built at the Vulcan shipyard in Hamburg and launched on August the 26th, 1916, had sunk a total of 35 ships before she was rammed by a Royal Navy patrol boat just south of Tusker in County Wexford a little over a year later, on September the 26th, 1917. She sank with the loss of 27 crewmen. Only one survived. That month had also seen U-boat number 42, also built in Hamburg, come to grief just outside Cork Harbour when her own mines exploded. That wreck wasn't discovered until 2010, just off Roach's Point, in 28 metres of water, by five divers who had spent a year looking for her. Not long before those two sinkings, another U-boat, number 44, also Hamburg-built, suffered the same fate when one of her own mines exploded and she sank off the County Waterford coast. 28 submariners were lost, only one survived. And 5 months before the First World War ended, U-boat number 124 sank on July the 20th, 1918, north of Hornhead in North County Donegal. She had just torpedoed the already damaged liner, Justica, when a fitting in the engine room failed and she sank to the bottom in 90 metres of water. 7 hours later, the commander tried to resurface, but the submarine assumed a steep, stern-down angle. It then broke down completely when the electric motors failed. The commander then gave the order to scuttle her, but miraculously, only two crew members died. Other U-boats that sank that year, just as the war was ending, included U-boat number 104, depth-charged by HMS Jessamine, just south of Tusker. 41 crewmen died, one survived. While U-boats were a major menace to Allied shipping in the First World War, they were much more dangerous during the next World War, little more than 20 years later. During the Second World War, a total of some 1,160 U-boats were built, deployed mostly in the Battle of the Atlantic, and by the end of the war, only 350 were still in service. Apart from the loss of so many submarines, the loss of life on both sides was enormous. 32,000 German submariners were lost. From the start of the Second World War until early 1943, U-boats operated very successfully, sinking 2,500 Allied merchant ships and 50 Allied warships, with a loss of around 25,000 lives. The tide didn't turn for the Allies until May 1943, when new equipment and new strategies gave the Allies the upper hand in combating the deadly U-boats. U-boat casualties off the Irish coast included U-boat number 772, which had only had two active patrols before she was sunk on December the 17th, 1944, just south of Cork Harbour, by depth charges from HMS Nyasaland, and all 48 hands on board were lost. Other U-boat crews had much luckier escapes, including all 48 crewmen aboard U-boat 260, which was scuttled on March the 12th, 1945, just south of Skibbereen, County Cork, after being badly damaged by a British mine. All on board escaped with their lives. And immediately after the Second World War ended and the Nazis surrendered, the Allies seized around 120 U-boats and brought them to the naval base at Lissahalley near Derry. Even though Ireland was supposedly neutral during the Second World War, a top figure from the Irish Free State was among those who went to Derry to see all the U-boats, Dan Bryan, head of Irish Military Intelligence. Many of the U-boats were taken out into the Atlantic, about 130 nautical miles northwest of Malinhead in County Donegal, and scuttled. The wrecked submarines lie in up to 200 metres of water. Some of the U-boats never reached the locations planned for their sinking and instead sank in much shallower waters, much nearer the Donegal coast. In 2007, Derry City Council planned to raise one of those U-boats, number 778, and make it the main exhibit in a planned maritime museum. But 2 years later, the project was scrapped because it was costing too much. Some divers, as well as nautical archaeologists, have surveyed some of the U-boat wreck sites off the Irish coast, but new developments like the underwater remote-operated vehicle, the ROV Etain, developed at the University of Limerick, could help speed up the process of discovery and surveying these wrecks. The myth of the U-boats, perpetrated by such powerful films as Das Boot and its recent sequel successor, lives on. The original Das Boot film, made in 1981, conveyed brilliantly the boredom, the filth, and the sheer terror of serving on the U-boat. And hopefully, in years to come, with new underwater technology, we'll find out much more about all the U-boats sunk off the coast of Ireland during two world wars.
Hugh Oram